When it comes to gaming knowledge, this Triforce of Gentlemen can one-up the competition. It's the Virtual Boys. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to Virtual Boys, the podcast that's everything Nintendo, and we just want to be your friendo. My name is Eli Sliwa, and I have a couple people here with me.
Hello, my name is Zach. They call me Chef. I'm ready to go. I'm going to throw it to my man, Sean.
My name's Sean, and we didn't coordinate a nickname for me, so I'm just Sean.
Yeah, and today we're kicking things off with the series mascot, Mario. Does Mario even have a last name? Or isn't it Mario Jumpman or something?
In the movie, it's Mario Mario, but I think they've basically come out and been like, don't even watch that movie. That movie didn't happen. Which means we should talk about that movie at some point. We should watch that movie at some point.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It'd be cool to do maybe like a commentary or something like that, you know?
You want to do a director's commentary on a movie we didn't make?
Director's cut. And we should introduce our guest today. We have my friend Ben Oliver. He is an aspiring game developer, but right now he's a computer science student, but he has the passion. And I know one day he may be the next Phil Fish. Ben, how are you?
I'm doing good, although I will say you have way too high hopes for me. Dude, right out of the gate, like, oh yeah, this guy, he's gonna do great things, just walk out. I
was gonna say, Ben, how does it feel to know that Eli thinks you're gonna make a game and then just disappear off the face of the planet?
I'd say he knows me very well. Already in complete seclusion, enough, just gotta work backwards now.
Complete seclusion.
I will say, I wanna circle back. So Nintendo's, they put out the official name. His full name is Mario Jumpman Mario.
Mario J. Mario.
He's still Mario Mario on his driver's license.
They didn't scratch that. Just that is his name.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, what's funnier than that is that means that Luigi is Luigi Mario.
Yeah, he is.
Never escapes his brother's shadow.
I was just thinking, you know, like baby Mario. Do you think anyone's like, oh, hey, it's Mario Jumpman Mario? No, please, that's my father. Call me, you know, Mario Jumpman Jr. So it's just like an extra J on there.
Mario Jumpman Jr. Mario.
Baby Jumpman Mario Jr. You know, that would be an interesting name as well.
Oh, yeah.
So I got some questions that I want to ask the group right now. So, Ben, I know you admire some game development. What would you say Mario contributed to game development, if anything at all?
I mean, he contributed a lot. I'd say one of the bigger ones was Super Mario 64, just the third-person perspective camera on it.
Yeah, that's true.
The camera was literally not even game-defining. What's the word? Something defining.
Innovative?
Genre-defining?
Innovate. Well, yeah, innovative, but I don't know. Innovate. We'll just go with innovative because I can't think of it. Yeah. Very innovative.
Yeah, no, 100%. We were just talking about that, actually, before we started recording here today. We were talking about what the best port of Mario 64 is. Any thoughts on that?
That's port? So not the original.
You could say the original if you want, because that would be like the, you know, that's the foundations before it was a port. But you say N64 port. Why not?
I would go with the DS version.
Don't get me started. DS version. Freaking DS version. All right. That's the greatest game. That's the greatest port ever. All right. You can play with your friend two houses away from each other. And for some reason, magic being Nintendo, it just works.
Oh, yeah. They used to do download play.
I don't understand why. One gets to play as Luigi. I got off the bus and he was still going down the road and I was still playing.
The mini games, too.
For some games.
Oh, yeah, dude, you can do mini games together. It was so stupid. I didn't even need to own a copy of it. You just got invited and that was it.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was the best thing in the world, dude. Dude, download play was revolutionary, and I think they should just bring it back and not make me have to spend $80 on another game to actually play it.
Honestly, why don't they with the Switch? That's a really good question.
Yeah, but speaking of games, you know, what would you say your lad's favorite Mario game is, and why?
You want me to just start this off?
If you got something, yeah, lay it on us.
Okay, dude. Super Mario RPG is the greatest Mario game, hands down. I don't care what anyone says. That thing revolutionized something. Mario being an RPG, we wouldn't have a Paper Mario if we didn't have Super Mario RPG. I don't care. It's good. It's got, like, some of the coolest enemy designs in the world. And, like, they actually, like, used, like, cool weapons that had to do with Mario and stuff. Like, he would obviously have hammers and stuff that he could use, or, like, he'd use, like, the fire fruit.
Whoa!
And it was great.
Any seconders?
Yeah, I have to agree with that. They basically made a Final Fantasy game, but with Mario, and it worked. Like, that's on paper, that game shouldn't work, but it works so well. I think that was maybe one of the first games to really give Bowser a personality, too. Like, he's an actual character in that game.
Yeah, you can actually have him in your party, which is one of the coolest things ever, where you can get your own enemy, you know, in your party to play against, you know, other, you know, fights.
If I had to pick one, I know a lot of people, like, they hear favorite Mario game, they go straight to Galaxy 2. Not for me. This may be a controversial one. Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga.
All right. You know what? I can see that. I can 100% see that.
Yes.
I need to preface here. Big sucker for JRPGs. That one was, I don't know what it is. It's just, it was so satisfying to play. The world was super cool and interesting. All the enemy designs were great. The abilities of, like, Mario and Luigi just traveling around there, the combat animations, it was all just beautiful. Love it.
What did you play that on? Did you play it on, like, the actual GBA?
Game Boy Advance. Yeah.
Oh my god. That must have been really fun to do.
Yeah. It took me years to finish because I got to the final boss and I just couldn't do it. But I love that game so much.
As for me and my favorite video game, Mario video game, I'd have to say I have a super controversial opinion. I'm going to say Mario Sports Superstars.
Oh my god.
I believe
god.
It was called, and it was the one with, like, dodgeball and like basketball and tennis and stuff, and then had, like, the slime from Dragon Quest in it, and just, like, a fun bunch of characters, you know. And I got that for my 14th birthday, so there's some nostalgia value to it too, which I think is why it's so high up there. But yeah, it was a third party developer, I believe, too, that or, like, second party. Oliver, do you know how the developers work? Like,
yeah. So first party is made by Nintendo themselves. Second party is a, like, separate developer, but they have basically whether it's, like, sort of just a unspoken or, like, a full on contract where they just, like, fully develop only for, say, Nintendo or only for Sony or something like that. So an example is how Monolith Soft, the people who make the Xenoblade games, I believe they're considered second party because they aren't Nintendo, but they only really make Nintendo games. And then third party is just do whatever.
It was a different party other than Nintendo, and that's, oh, it was who made the Dragon Quest games. That would make sense. Yeah, the developer is Square Enix, who did it.
Yeah, back in the 2000s, they bought up a bunch of other companies and published their games. So they're developed by Eidos, but Square publishes them.
Oh, they're third party. Okay, so I was right initially, too. You know,
they also just published that Avengers game, which
there's potential, you know,
that's the worst when there's potential.
There is potential. But, like, will it just be like Anthem where they drop it? Because a bad game is just a bad game. But if it's a bad game that could have been good, that hurts more.
Let's talk about the villains in Mario really quick. You know, so, like, Mario is known for their iconic villains. Which is, like, your favorite guys? And why? And what is your favorite appearance of them? Like, in what video game did you like them the most? Like, because the designs have changed through the years.
I'm going to go with Bowser Jr., specifically in Mario Sunshine, because he kidnaps Peach because he's looking for his mom. And he says that, and Peach never says, there is no way I am not, like, there's no way I'm your mom, which implies Peach may have slept with Bowser.
Just regular Hammer Bros or regular Dry Bones? because the first time I encountered a dry bones, I like, my pants.
That's amazing.
So I was like, oh my God, that thing just got back up. What the hell is going on? As a 6-year-old, I was absolutely horrified. Just a skeleton walking towards you with bright yellow eyes.
I did. His name is Fawful. He's this little who's just like has a constant grin on him and just a little swirl of hair on top. He with this big red cloak that's bigger than the rest of his body. And all he does is go around the whole game taunting you.
Can I see the blue shell from mine? I want to see the blue shell just because like
okay,
because like in Mario Kart, like you're never like testing your friendship more than when you toss a blue shell at someone. Like there's probably like divorce court documents that have like the blue shell stated in them. Like I saw something about like Fortnite having like a record mentioned amount of times in divorce papers since it came out. So that's crazy. You know,
breaking news.
Yeah, well, you never know like what's the last straw that's gonna like break the donkey's back.
Break the camel.
The camel's back.
I'll be honest, it would do it for me. If I saw my significant other doing it, I'd just be like, I clearly have made a mistake. We should I think we're done here.
That's horrible. I don't want to live in this world anymore, Eli.
Thank you guys very much for tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Peace.